is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Sometimes I will, then again I think I won't. Let's get rid of now. Sometimes I will, then again I think I won't. The groovy part. Sometimes I do, then again I think I don't. Looked at my watch and it was 12:45. I said, come on baby, let's have a little fun. And we read. And it was 1:45, you know, she said she didn't, but I know she do, and we read. Watching it was 2:45. She said, wait a minute, Chuck, I gotta go take a, give me Coca-Cola, somebody. Watching it was 3:45. You know she turned me around. We had to do it some more. We was rolling like a stingray on a 4-day drive, man, we were. Looked at my watch and it was 5:45. You know, it took a little time, but I finally got it fixed and I read. Took a trip up to him now. Looked at my watch and it was 8:15. Along about that time she made me stretch out straight, yeah. Don't feel fine.
watching, it was 9:45. You know she called me right back and made me do it again. Looked at my watch and it was 7:30. She turned back, called me something dirty. You know why?
This old train breaks down, then I could take a walk around, see what there is to see. Time is just a melody, with all the people in the street walking fast as the feet can take them, I just roll through town. And though my window's got a view, well, the frame I look through seems to have no concern for now. So for now, screams out loud, centipede gonna crawl westbound. So I don't even make a sound, 'cause it's gonna sting me when I leave this town. And all the people in the street that I never get to meet, these tracks don't bend somehow. And I got no time that I got to get to where I don't need to be. So if you got no control of the thoughts in your mind that you kept in, you know, you don't know nothing, but you don't need to know. The wisdom's in the trees, not the glass windows. You can't stop wishing if you don't let go. The things that you find and you lose, and you know, you keep on rolling, put the moment on hold. The frame's too bright, so put the blinds down low. Thank you.
I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm BB King. Ha ha. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Jelly.
And this is the Dooch. Welcome to Jelly and the Dooch.
On WMFO in Medford. 91.5. WMFO.
Welcome. How are we doing, party people? It's about 8:21 in the morning.
It's pretty cloudy out.
It's pretty dang cloudy. And,
there are some puddles.
Yeah, there's some puddles
on
outside.
The ground outside.
It's a pretty lackluster day over here at the at Dooch Studios, but hopefully Dooch Nation is alive and well. Everyone, put up your hand signals. You know what that is. Yeah, let's kick this morning off with something nice. Let's listen to some music.
Some smooth grooves from Juves and Boods and going down to the street on blues.
Intro.
Never seen it. mention it. No thanks. I'm a different man. We'll be right back.
That was Grave Architecture by Pavement.
And before that, Born Under Punches, The Heat Goes On by the Talking Heads. Or Talking Heads. They don't have a the.
So, we received a call, and we are about to talk to Tim from Malden.
Tim from Malden, you're on with Jelly and the Dude.
Okay.
How you doing?
Yes or no?
Yes.
No, how are you doing?
Sorry. I can't tell whether you said yes or no.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll give you a few seconds so you can gather what is needed.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, what's going on?
We're pretty bad at preparing for phone calls. So...
Please say or enter the number.
Excuse me? Four.
Four.
But why do you need to reference my number?
Would you like to make a request, or...
This sticker has a number printed on it.
Okay, what's the number on the sticker?
No, this is one of those, magicians. They'll do a cold call, and, they'll be like, hey, is this your card?
This sticker has a number printed on it.
So
you're wondering if the sticker has the number 4 printed on it, because 4 is my number. That's what I'm wondering.
Please hold. Please hold.
Man, I hate being on hold.
I still can't tell whether you said yes or no. Yes or no.
Yes.
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 So...
That was...
No, my number's 4.
209.
Nope, my... No.
20925.
None of those are 4.
Six,
you're
nine.
The worst mis...
69. 2569.
69, you know what that means.
69533.
Nope.
Is that right?
Yes.
Please hold while I transfer you to a customer care representative.
Well, thanks, Tim.
That was weird. I guess, yeah, sorry. It is April Fool's Day, so, you know.
April Fool's!
Yeah, we're about to get a bunch of, you know... Prank calls! yeah, you know, Dooch Nation, you know I love prank calls. So, come and send me some. Call in at 617-627-3800.
No. Sorry. 617-627-3 4. Ah, shoot. 617-912-617-627-3800.
Yeah. So before we were so rudely interrupted by that prank caller, we had an announcement. Today we have a very special guest with us.
Not Tim from Malden.
It is not.
He was not special. He was quite mean.
But I'll give you a hint.
Me?
As the hint. All right, so is that going to be Birdman or Mike Tyson?
I'm going to have to go with Birdman.
It's Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson is with us on the program today. We're very excited.
Welcome, Mike Tyson, to Jelly and the Dooch. How are you doing today?
Oh, man.
I didn't...
You wasted white English whore.
Mike Tyson, our show got moved. I don't know if you knew, but...
Ow!
I'm sorry. You can't swear live on the radio anymore.
Come on, you can't laugh in my world. Come on, who's the real man?
I want to have a big life.
I'm sorry. I know. We don't like it either.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Come on, you can't laugh in my world. My world entails a big black...
I know. I feel really bad, too. Just keep it clean, okay?
Okay, so... Maybe, update us a little bit on what you've been doing lately.
I speak eloquent, watch. I saw the eloquents at the zoo, and they were cute, a little baby eloquent, and the big ones, and I feed them peanuts.
An eloquent? Do you mean an elephant?
So we know you're very, into pigeons and pigeon racing. So
yeah, we know that from the movie The Hangover.
Yeah, The Hangover. I haven't. Is he in the other ones too? Are you in the other ones too?
I think that is a no.
Oh man!
I think the other ones that aren't set in Vegas, and Mike Tyson's kind of a Vegas guy.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Tyson, could you please? I know we agreed. I know we're not supposed to have animals. We agreed to let you have two pigeons with you, but
they're roosting right now in our studio.
And I'm afraid one of them may be endangered. So just if they set up a nest, we probably can't even move it. So that would just be unfortunate for both of us. I mean, I don't know.
Baby pigeons are kind of cute. It'd be nice to have.
Yeah, but they'd be pooping all over the place.
Well, I'm sure we could train them. Pigeons, will you look up, Mike, do you know if pigeons are house trainable? Like, can you...
I don't even understand. I'm going to make you look up lady die after I'm done with you. You're going to be bleeding.
Thank you for your response.
Well then. I guess there's nothing more to say. Let's play. Mike Tyson... requested this song, I guess it's like a farewell,
from Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Who's he saying goodbye to?
Us.
Oh.
He also left a very nice gift basket with some good trail mix in it. You love it. It has,
what's in it?
Macadamia nuts in it, too.
Mmm. Really? What's the... Alright, what kind of non-nut stuff is in there?
There's raisins,
That's the first thing you list.
Raisins, peanut M&Ms.
I don't think those would be good in trail mix.
Why?
Peanuts are too big.
So what?
Why can't I just have peanuts and M&Ms? That's the point of trail mix. You don't need to have.
You don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Mr. Tyson was very insistent on keeping his.
All right. What else is in it? Besides macadamia nuts and peanut M&Ms and raisins.
Butterscotch chips is like peanut buttery chips.
Yep, those are good. Those are two different things. Peanut butter chips or butterscotch chips.
I think there are both of them in there.
Whoa.
But you never really know which one is which.
That's awesome.
I think he had some sort of like it was like crushed up you know those Hershey's cookies and cream bars? It's gonna get melty. We have to keep it in the fridge.
That sounds like a lot of melty.
It's a lot of melty.
There are no more nuts in there? This kind of sounds like a mix of like, chocolate and chocolate chips.
There's like some like cashews and stuff.
Cashews are like the worst trail mix fruit.
I don't know.
Food. What's the ratio? What's the ratio?
We can mix in our own nuts.
What's the ratio nut to non-nut?
I would say like non-nut is like 60%.
60% non-nut?
Yeah.
That's way off, dude. And there's only one type of dried berry.
Freeze dried raspberries
are really good.
Yeah. So.
But why would we ever buy trail mix only to add our own ingredients? That's not the point of trail mix.
We didn't just buy it. We received it as a gift for Mr. Tyson.
You're right.
Trying to do a nice thing.
You know what? You're right.
I don't know. I'm not. Like, he doesn't have to like be the best chef. Okay, he was the greatest boxer in the freaking world.
You know, like, I spend my life pushing people out. You know, I look at myself and I say, Jelly, you know, you need to be more open. And I was not open with Mike Tyson's trail mix. You know, I immediately was skeptical of the idea and only would accept negative responses as satisfaction. And I shouldn't do that. I should act more positively and expect the best out of people. I'm sure that trail mix is going to be really good.
Yeah. Like, Deutch Nation, let me know what you think about trail mix. How much is too much? What's your ratio? Call in at 617-627-3800, WMFO. This song was requested by Mr. Tyson himself. It's called Palco by Gilberto Gil off of the album Loire.
when the organ starts playing.
It's jelly and the dooch
in the morning, walking the pooch. Yeah. All right. That was Mr. Tyson's
song.
Wham bam. Thank you, Jam. That he sent off with after his delightful interview. I know my abs are still hurting. That guy's got a heck of a right hook.
And my left eye.
Whoa,
got pecked out by a pigeon.
Yeah.
I can't see out of my left eye.
You look terrible.
Because there's no eye there.
We should probably get that checked out at some point.
Well, first,
but yeah,
I want to tell our listeners about a great show featuring Bongzilla.
Yeah, Bongzilla
is performing.
The real band Bongzilla
is performing on April 2nd. That's tomorrow.
That's no joke.
Special guests Black Cobra, Kings Destroy, and Lopan. At Once Ballroom Cuisine and Locale, 156 Highland Ave, Somerville, Mass. 7:30 p.m. doors, 18 plus, $18 advance, $22 at the door. Tickets available at brownpaperticket.com.
Dude, honestly, if that was on April 1st, that show was today, I would think it was a joke. But that band is, I actually...
Bongzilla.
I ended up checking them out. They're a doom metal band.
No way.
They're like a stoner doom metal band.
Yeah,
they're actually like really like heavy and sludgy.
Their lead singer is actually from Wesleyan, right?
I don't know, but
like
that.
It's like
I actually know. I looked it up. It'll be a heavy show. It'll be cool. Check it out. Also,
another show coming up.
Another few shows coming up. Waterwalk, a local Tufts band, is playing a show at the Crane Room tomorrow night.
With
So if you don't feel
a
like
a boys dirty nalge.
Yeah, the boys dirty nalge.
And Zoe's show. And sorry.
Yeah, Zoe's show on drums. Killing
the wonderful people in Dirty Nalge will be playing some songs
over there. And tonight at the Terrace Room, Midriffs with Alosi Den and Ghosts.
It's put on by Apple Jam. We'll be there. Doors at 9. Free fun. Doors. They're going to open the Terrace Room door at 9.
Yeah.
Probably earlier because they'll be setting up. But
yeah. Here's a song off of Midriff's debut EP, I guess. I think this is their debut EP. Or debut LP.
It's an album. It's a full album. Yeah.
The song is called Taboo Tattoo. Yeah, come check them out. And that was Taboo Tattoo from Midriffs playing the Terrace Room tonight.
Woo!
Woo! Sorry.
That's our show.
That's our show.
Time for a classic Jelly and the Dooch sign-off. I'm Jelly.
And I'm the Dooch.
And it's WMFO in Medford. It's 8:56 and 23 seconds. Have a wonderful Friday.
Have a blessed day, yeah. Happy, And happy April Fool's Day from DJ Time Cop
and DJ Alex Trebek.
We love you, Ruffalo.
Working for them. Yeah.